you know, it's sort of a big deal for federal employees. It's a huge deal for state and local workers. I think it's round one of modernizing the Hatch Act. The Hatch Act is a 73-year-old law enacted in 1939, and its whole purpose is to keep partisan coercion out of the running of the federal government, the executive branch, and state and local government. And it's, you know, by all accounts, it's been in need of a revision and updating. And this special counsel, Carolyn Lerner, at her confirmation hearings back in June of last year, announced that it was very important to her that the statute get modernized. She proposed some legislation in October, and then just this week, on both sides of Congress, the House and the Senate, they introduced a bill. This bill is really a big deal for state and local. It now allows them, if you're a state and local employee, it would lift the prohibition. You would be allowed to engage in political activity. If your state law prohibited it, it doesn't preempt state law, but at the federal law level, you now, if you're in state and local government, you could run for partisan office. So for state and local employees, big deal. I don't think that will ever change for federal employees. For federal employees, the change that's being proposed, I think is important, and I think it's a first step for where the special counsel is heading. And what it would do is it would give the special counsel a greater array of penalties for violations of the Hatch Act. And if you go on their website and you look at, they report cases that they deal with, complaints they deal with that come in, and their findings and the penalties imposed. And up until now, the penalty is a single penalty. Even for a minor infraction of the Hatch Act, a minor infraction, you wear a button into the office, it's removal from federal service. And has felt very unfair for very long.
So even if you're someone like in the mailroom or a GS2 that doesn't supervise anybody except, you know, your whatever, your telephone, you could lose your job for wearing that button for whatever candidate
you're. Correct. If you're in a covered position in a covered agency, even for the most minor infractions, and certainly we've seen it in my practice, we've seen and heard about these instances of really minor infractions, and the only thing in their arsenal is removal. With the proposed modernization, they would get the whole array of penalties. They would get from a reprimand to a suspension of any number of days, demotion, removal, debarment from federal government for 5 years, or a fine of $1,000. So then we get the whole array to deal with the whole array of conduct that the Hatch Act covers.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth.
And Deborah, you mentioned the state and local prohibitions being lifted. The Office of Special Counsel, one of the examples they gave in their statement yesterday was a Pennsylvania police officer in a canine unit. He was not allowed to run for his local school board because his black Labrador that he accompanies him, obviously, was tied to funding from DHS. So that
right.
was the only reason he couldn't run, which
right.
I thought was interesting.
That law really does have teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, two things about it. One is they've noticed that in the last 10 years, post 9/11, and the stand-up of DHS. Remember, you know, we're living in current modern times. We all, you know, we all think of the Department of Homeland Security. It's fully integrated into the running of our government. But before then, that place didn't exist. With DHS, we all remember the last 10 years, enormous amount of funding from DHS went back out to state and locals for post 9/11 efforts, and that dog is part of the DHS funding. So the reach of the Hatch Act and the number of people at the state and local level that it affects, like, very tangentially, has grown significantly. That's number one. Number two, the special counsel's office reports that they get about 2,000 complaints a year, questioning whether some person running for state and local office should be disqualified, like the police officer from Pennsylvania. And they get the impression that many of those complaints are really using the hat check more as a weapon to get somebody disqualified. And the concern has grown that you're disqualifying many people who are very qualified to run for partisan office because of an archaic reason that was never intended, like the funding of the dog, that somehow they're in a federal, you know, because of that federal funding, that the hat check should reach out and cover them. So for state and locals, I think if the statute passes, it's a very big deal. What I'm interested in looking forward is how Congress is going to deal with the question of political activity, which, Tom, is how you introduced the segment. How are they going to deal with what really is political activity in the federal workplace in modern times when many people work from home? If they're in their home during their work from home hours, is that a federal workplace? And I think modern technology and the way the government's being run as a modern employer is going to force them to start dealing with the next round of questions dealing with federal employees. But for now, for federal employees, the change that would occur would be the whole array of penalties. So even for minor infractions, we're not going to see removal.
So you can't do anything that you couldn't do before under the new revision. It's just that the penalties might be different depending on what it is you do do.
Correct. But I believe if we watch this special counsel and we watch her play out her term, that that's round two. Round two will focus mostly on federal employees, and it'll help redefine what exactly is political activity.
Well, could that be a slippery slope? I mean, it seems like it's evolved over the years from obviously trying to enlist the federal workforce in partisan activity, mm-hmm. which happened, you know, before the civil service reforms of that era so many years ago, where, you know, it was nakedly political, the civil service, and now, of course, it's not. But yet it seems to have morphed into a way of keeping any possible political unpleasantness, say, in discussion out of federal offices, which probably not a bad idea either. But it sounds like that some of that outer edges could be brought back in a little bit.
Well, they're certainly struggling with it. Right now, they apply this the dated law to modern times. So you have federal employees who use, as in their personal life, social media. They're on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn. You know, we're well beyond sending, you know, in the 90s, sending an email out to your staff
sure.
where you're, you know, relaying to them.
Vote for half track.
Yeah. Right, right. We're well beyond that. It's, you know, talking about your political viewpoints on Facebook. And of course, where is the federal workplace when there's virtualization? So there's no doubt that those issues
sure.
are going to have to get dealt with. But I think it's a very good interim step that for now, if the statute passes, the quote unquote minor infractions, which might include doing it from your living room while you're working. The minor infractions will now be, if the law passes, the bill passes into law, the minor infractions will be treated accordingly, and there'll be a minor associated with a minor penalty.